All right, so we left off Parakei Halacha Hey. So we've just been introduced to Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem, all right? So let's remember now. What is the, you don't have to read it this way, but what is the paradigm of Kiddush Hashem? Like, what's the pinnacle of Kiddush Hashem? Right, okay? Dying for one of the big three. And then it's even better. That's like icing on the Yarag Alvar cake. But what's the ultimate Chil Hashem? What?
No.
What's the Chil Hashem?
And not like doing one or the other.
Right. Exactly. Well, what? Right. Okay. All right. So now we're going to get into some specific cases. The issue of we're going to get into medicine for a second, like health, and then if we have time, I want to get to the end. The last halacha is very, very interesting. They're all interesting, but anyway. All right. Okay, now this is a very famous, this is extremely famous idea. This is actually like, in non-Jewish circles, considered to be like a unique thing about Judaism. Seriously. Which is, Nashim she'amru lahan goyim, tnu lanu achas mikenu tame osa, vimlab nitame es kulchan. This is the famous, you want to argue the trolley, moral trolley case comes from this in some way, but basically, non-Jews come to the city and they say, what do you call it? There's 10 women, there's 50 women, we want one of these women to rape. Right? Or if not, we're going to rape all of you. Right? So what's Alachi Tamukulon? So all of them have to give in to being raped. Right? You don't give up one single one. You seem to be very happy about this, by the way. You don't give up one single one to the non-Jews. We'll get to that. No, you'll see, there's exception. Yeragu Kulon. Also, when it comes to death, if the non-Jews come and there's a siege in the city, and they say, give us one of your Jews to be killed, all of you have to go ahead and get killed instead of giving up that one Jew, okay? One second. You can't give up a Jew. And this is the foundation of what's called Moser. Moser is a big area, one of these areas that's kind of not understood well. Moser, like for instance, the modern-day version of Moser is, can I turn in Emmanuel, if I see Emmanuel stealing, can I turn him into the authorities? Okay? Many hold not the case. Yeah. And now comes the exception. V'im yichaduhu lahem v'amru tztun lanu ploni anaragas kulchem. This is very famous, but let's say they come in, I'll pick on Weiss, because he was on it, and they say, we want Ellie Weiss, or we're going to kill everyone else. We're looking for Ellie, okay? We're looking for Ellie. And if you don't give us Ellie Weiss right here, we're going to kill everyone else, okay? Im haya mechuya misa. Now, if Ellie Weiss was supposed to be killed, okay? Now, we don't mean halakhically. Let's say in the government that you're in, okay? He was, he's supposed to be killed for a crime he did, okay? Kisheva ben Bichri. Now, what's the case of Sheva ben Bichri? Yitnu osa lahen. Give up Ellie Weiss. The ain mor lahen came lachachila. Right? If he no chayiv, yargu kulon. But if he's not, so to speak, deserving of capital punishment, then everyone has to take the blow. I'm sure lahem nefesh achas v'yisrael. So there is that one wrinkle, right? It's amazing. What's amazing also from a legal standpoint is you have this law, but you learn the exception out, so to speak, from this case. There's the case of Shaya and Bechri is that one wrinkle. Okay. Kinan shamru. So just like we say when something's done against your will, right? So too we apply the same type of reasoning to cases of illness. Ketzad, so what is he talking about? Okay, Misha Chalav Anata Lamos. Let's say someone is sick and he is about to die. All right, he's in bad shape. Ramer Rofim, and the doctors come along and say what? They say Sherufuaso Bedavra Ploni Misurin Shibatara, that the cure requires something that is a violation of Torah. Right? We'll get to the big three in a second. All right? Osunlo, you do it. And you use any means of curing this guy from any Yisr D'oraisa. So let's use Chazer, okay? So Kabbal gets sick, and again, at this point in the Rambam, you'll see the qualification soon, Kabbal's sick, and the cure is pig blood. Okay? Pig blood. So what do? We give him pig blood. All right? Except for the big three. So the same applies in this scenario also. You'll see. Shafilu makom sakana imis rapim hen. So even in a case of danger, you don't use those, right? So if I needed to what do you call it? So the Ram says, he says, and if I went ahead and violated it, right? I would get the punishment that I'm supposed to get for it. Now, how do we know this? We understand that Kiddush Hashem. How do we know in a case where, what do you call it? In a case where your life's in danger, right? Because remember, he said all along, v'chai b'hem, right? When your life is in danger, that we don't violate the big three. Shneimar v'ahavtas Hashem v'kacha b'chol nafshecha modecha. Afilu hu notol es nafshecha, right? Even your essential you, your soul, right? Varigas nefesh b'Yisrael u'rapos nefesh acheres u'lahatzel dem yad ones, right? And the killing of another Jew to cure, to help someone else, right? Or save someone's life, right? Even from ones, davar shadas nota lahu, she ma'adin nefesh nefesh. We don't sacrifice one life for another. Varayos hukshul nefashos, and sexual prohibitions are tied to death, what do you call it? Killing, shenemar, ki kasher yakum ish, areu tzachon nefesh ken davar zeh. One more. V'med v'amur, now when does all this apply? She'emis rafin b'shar yisurin el makom sakana, right? So when is this whole idea of that we don't, what do you call it? We can violate certain, most Torah laws to cure someone if they're dying. Bizman shehen derech hanasan, okay? It's only when they're being used in a way of benefit. You'll see what that means. Kamo, shema achilin es achola shkatsam ramasan. Right, so for example, what do you call it? I give you insects to eat. Oh, chametz of Pesach, or chametz on Pesach. Thank you. Oh, shema achilin osob yom kippur, where I feed you on Yom Kippur. Aval shelo derech hanasan, but that which is not done, that you wouldn't get hana from it. So let's take regular food. Let's say I say, you know what, you gotta eat food on Yom Kippur. The eating of the food, you're gonna get hana from that, right? Naturally. But, what about lo derech hanasan, right? Could go and she'osim lo retio melugma mechametz me'orla. For instance, let's say I make you like a, like some sort of like, no, like a salve, like a band-aid. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, salve, like a band-aid from chametz, okay? Or I make you this very bitter drink, okay, that includes things that are usher. You don't get any hana from it. Like when you taste it, you don't enjoy it at all. But no, that's not true. That's not true. If it's derech refua, if it's medicinal, we say it's not hana. Hareza mutter. That's you love makom sakana. Even if it's not in danger, it's still permitted to do, right? Except for a chutz mikale. Okay, one more wrinkle here. Except for kilayim and basar b'chalav. Why kilayim basar v'chalav? Kilayim is, what's kilayim? What? Right, when you crossbreed, let's say, grapes and wheat, for example, okay? So you can't get a benefit from the crossbred product. Just like by meat and milk, when I combine them together, yeah, when I combine them together, I can't benefit from that product, okay? So in those cases, shema sur nafilu shol derech hanasan. Because they're prohibited even if it's not the normal way of benefiting from them. Because there's an extra prohibition on those items.
So, Rabbi, you're saying if we're
going to
die, the only thing...
Therefore, I can't use these things, okay, that are not the normal benefit way, except in a case where the guy's life's in danger, okay? So there's a lot of layers to this, right? What? Yeah. Now, this is an important one. This is like really captures the, it's a halachic idea, but it captures the philosophy of the big three so well. Misha nasan eina b'isha. Okay, this is a very famous Gemara, very famous. Let's say someone literally means places his eyes on a woman, but means he's attracted to a woman. Okay, v'chala v'natalamus, and he gets ill. In the Gemara's case, right? Guy gets a heart attack. V'natalamus, right? And he's about to he's going to pass away. He's going to die. Vamer rofim, and the doctors come along, what a time to live in, right? Ain lor fu ach dibalo, right? The only cure for this guy is to have sexual relations with this woman. Now, afilo haisa penuya, even if she's unmarried, right? Meaning technically speaking, there's no isser, without getting into why this is the case, there won't be a real true isser daraisa, okay? The afilo dabra imo machore gadar, and even if he just needs to hear her voice from, and she's behind a machitza, that's all he wants. But again, in hearing it, his health, so to speak, is tied to some type of inappropriate sexual pleasure, okay? Ein mor lo b'kach.
Yes.
No, he doesn't get that. Rather, v'yomus, let him die, right? V'lo yor lo l'dabra imo achari ageder. Do not allow him to speak to the woman who's behind there, right? Shelo yubinos yisrael hefker, v'yavod v'armeo lifrutz v'arayos. We don't look at Jewish women as if they're literally ownerless, right? As if they're like nothing, or like whatever, pure sexual objects, right? And then we're going to go ahead and violate these arayos. Let's just reflect on that for